Tom, disappointing result yesterday, wasn't it, for the club, I guess. How tough has it been this double weekend?
Yeah, they're always tough. Obviously, we had a great performance and a tough game against Warrington on the Friday. So to then try and recover from that and try and match that standard again on Monday, it's tough. You've not got any time to train or prepare for the second game. It's all about recovery and doing the best you can, really.
As a player, what are your thoughts of having to play the two double weekends in the season?
I don't like it. Obviously, there's the traditional Easter period, but then which is tough enough, and every player says it's tough. But then to add another one in to what is a tough season and a long season, it's hard, and I think hard on all the players as well. But everyone's in the same boat, so you've just got to get on with it.
It seems, I don't know, sport seems to be a lot about preparation time and routine, and it seems this last month it's been all over the shop. There's been a cup game in there, you've had to go to Newcastle for the Magic weekend, then you've got a double weekend. It seems like you've been thrown all to kilter, all of you.
Yeah, obviously when you're doing it week after week, that's not too bad. Like you say, it's about preparation, and you get to do some training on the field, watch the video of what went right and wrong in your games and the opposition's games, so you have got time to prepare. But when you're going into it after 2 days and you can't really get on the field and do any work, you're still recovering from the game and you're still recovering by the time you get on the pitch, so it's tough.
You've got a bit of an injury at the minute. Are you going to be all right for this week?
Yeah, definitely. Just twisting my ankle a bit and I'll be fine.
And looking at your own form, Tom, obviously there's been a lot of speculation about your form. Obviously at Newcastle you got brought off earlier. Are you the same confident man we saw get 5 tries at Wembley?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously been struggling a bit for form, but I think on the back of the Warrington performance, just need to build on that, really. I know that it all came to an end with being brought off at Magic, so I obviously know that my performances have been a bit below where I'd like them to be, but hopefully can take a bit from that and focus on that and keep improving.
So it's not to be unexpected. You've been playing at the top level for a long time now, and it must be hard doing it week in, week out all the time.
Yeah. But that's one of the goals you set yourself, is to keep getting better, and when the standard of everyone else is improving and getting to know your game, you've got to keep trying to find different ways to be better. And at the minute that's what I'm going through, trying to find different ways of getting what I'm good at done.
And is that what it is? Maybe just going back to basics for yourself and keeping it nice and simple?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not putting too much stress or thought into it. I think it's not overly complicated. So just getting in there, trying to, obviously in our yardage carries, where us as a back three, wingers and fullback are doing all the hard work in the first couple of plays. Just trying to get involved in that and get us going forward a bit, some quick play of the balls. Just trying to concentrate on that, really, and was, well, I did that against Warrington and played all right. So, like I say, keep building on that and hopefully keep putting in performances like that.
Good stuff. Looking at the team as a whole, and in the top four and in the quarterfinal of the Cup, so it's all going to plan, I would imagine, isn't it, at the minute, despite the loss yesterday?
Yeah, I think looking at it from the outside perspective, obviously, like you say, in the cup and top four, we're looking healthy. But I think it's more the disappointment of some of the defeats we've had, where the team feels a bit frustrated and disappointed with ourselves, because we know we can play like we did against Warrington and be good on our day, and then we turn up and put in a bit of a below par performance against Widnes.
Lee, this week, they give you a bit of a scare at their place, didn't they, early in the season. How do you feel they've done in their first year back in the big time?
Yeah, obviously, we struggled a bit over there, but I think they've done well. They've obviously signed some good players, and they're struggling a bit at the bottom, but I think if you look at their wins and they're pushing teams as well, so that's one thing we need to be aware of. Obviously, we've just been beaten by Widnes, so we need to bounce back from that and get back to winning ways.
And looking at it then for the rest of the season, what's the aim for you and the team? Is it, Brian said right at the start, you want to win everything, obviously that's the aim. Is that achievable, do you think?
Yeah, I think with where we're sitting at the moment, like you say, in a good position in the league and quarterfinals of the Cup, so we've done everything in that competition that we've been asked of so far. So we're in a healthy position to challenge for the two trophies. But I think for us looking forward, we just need to concentrate on ourselves. Obviously, like I say, we've had a few disappointing in losses and not performed as well as we'd have liked. So looking at those games, if we just want to minimise them performances as much as we can, and look to the Warrington game for inspiration and put in more performances like that.